Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm Diane Denunzio.
Dave Lynn.
Nice to meet you, Dave.
Nice to meet you, Diane. Just looking at the, let's see here. Okay, so you're an alternate still. I was an alternate for my first year or two on the board. And I had to attend every meeting because we didn't have enough full-time members. So it's
Well,
kind of funny the
actually,
way it
I'm a
worked out.
full-time member. I'm actually a
Oh, you are
full-time.
full-time now.
Yeah, I
Okay,
just
because I've
got bumped up to full-time and I had to go back and get sworn in again. So
Oh,
that I
okay.
did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
I
looking at
was.
last month's or last month's thing, and it indicates you was an alternate. So you just did that then, huh?
Right. And I don't know how I missed last month's meeting because I was there in July. That time I was an alternate, but yeah,
Right.
I got bumped up to full member. So I had to be sworn in again, like I said, and I just did that last week.
Yep.
So
Yeah, they're pretty good at that. So making
yeah.
sure it happens. Ross
Yeah,
runs a tight ship here, so he's
it's
not
a
he won't
back
be here today. Ross won't
right.
be here. He's in Italy right now. Yeah.
I
Must
know.
be
It's so
nice.
cool. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
We did a trip over there years ago, a number of years ago, and it was just there were 19 of us. It was a great trip. And we spent most, I think we spent almost all the time in Tuscany. And it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I'll bet. Now,
Go
was
back there
that
in a heartbeat.
all the people? Did you know all of them? Was it a planned trip or was it just?
Oh yeah, it was a group that went on. Actually, one of those in our group had rented a place in Tuscany. It was a like a hotel, if you will, or that had room for 20, and there were 19 of us, so it worked out perfectly.
Oh
And
my goodness,
had a
great.
swimming pool outdoors, and next to the swimming pool, we looked and we saw that there was a vineyard. So we saw that's kind of nice. They're right next to the vineyard. Turns out they weren't next to the vineyard; they were the vineyard. So they had wine for sale down in the basement at a great price, and it was really good stuff. It was a
Oh,
boy,
good.
terrific
So
trip.
you
So.
didn't have to move, you didn't have to go anywhere for wining and dining. It
No,
was right
that's for
there.
sure. Although we did do a fair amount of traveling, but yeah, that's a nice spot. So, but
Wow, very
so
nice.
anyway, yeah, I almost didn't make this meeting. I had alternate plans for tonight, and I contacted Ross and found out he was in Italy, and he said okay. But then other plans fell apart, so I figured I might as well just sit in and see what's going on. So,
Yeah, because I don't recall you being on in July. I don't remember, but you could have been.
I missed July. Yeah, I missed
Oh,
July.
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed August. And when I read the minutes, I said, gee, I was there the last time, but apparently not. But today's my birthday and I'm still on.
Oh,
So
happy birthday. Congratulations. Yeah.
thank you.
I guess we congratulate birthdays these days. Everyone I have, I figure it's
Right.
one more year that I've gotten by. So, but I got to close my door here. My dog is barking. So,
That's okay.
yeah, we took on a rescue a while back. She was running free in Mississippi, and
Oh, my.
she's part, they said she's part Great Pyrenees, and we don't know what the rest is. Well, so we did the DNA test. She's all Great Pyrenees, so which
Wow.
they bark a lot, they dig a lot. I mean, she's a very lovable dog. She jumps up on the couch with me every night, and puts her head in my lap. I mean, she's a nice dog, but she's she's something. I'm out about our, we have a little house on the Cape, and I'm up there now, and it's got a fenced in yard. So she's been having a blast running around the fence and just
Oh,
making a lot of
good.
noise. So,
So you're there now? You're at Cape right
yeah,
now?
right. Yep,
Oh,
yep.
nice.
It's a
Nice. It must
little
be
place.
cold, though. Is it
It's a
cold?
little chilly. Yeah. It's in.
Yeah.
We cooked out tonight. It's in Dennis, so it's kind of, and we're exactly 4.5 miles from the Cape, or from the bay, and 4.5 miles from the ocean. So it's right in the middle,
Nice.
which is good, because if you look at prices of properties going either of those directions, like they go up really fast, so it's kind of
Yeah.
crazy. But
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
yeah,
Yeah, pretty
something
cool
different to
here
do.
today.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, it was. We just drove down earlier today, and it's It's that time of year where, and it was cloudy the whole way down. We finally got a little bit of sun. I'm getting tired of looking at clouds, though. This has been tough lately.
I
So,
know. The sun did come out today, though, this
yes, it
afternoon, which
did.
I was
Oh,
glad.
did
Yeah.
there too? Okay, good, good.
Yes,
Nice.
it did. Yeah.
So,
It was good to see. Makes you tired when there's no sun.
I know it really does. It really does. So, but yeah, that light's a little bright there. How's it going, Dorothy?
Oh, just fine.
Yeah,
I never forget that. I forget to sign in my right name there, Greg.
you can change it, I guess. Yeah, I've done it. I don't remember how to do it right now, but there's
Yeah,
a
so when you
big.
come on, I think there's a place where you can sign in.
Yeah, there's
I'm
a. Let me see.
not
There's
really
a.
savvy with Zoom too much.
Yeah.
Are
Well,
you
you
all
know that what it
YouTube?
is. You know, if you look up, if you click on the screen, there's a three dots up to the right,
Yep.
up in the upper right-hand corner, and if you click on that, you can go right to the bottom of the drop-down menu, and it says rename. So you can rename yourself if you want.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. There you go.
So just to click on the three dots up in the upper right-hand corner.
Got it. Thank
Yeah.
you. What is your, oh, Jim.
Yep.
Your Jim?
Yeah, there he is. You got
Now
it.
you
All
know
right.
who I am now.
Hi,
Okay.
are
You all
Cameron.
doing this evening?
Good.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Does everyone have the agenda? A copy of
Yep.
the agenda?
Oops. I got what was sent out, so.
Yeah, I read it on email.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up here, Jim.
It's 7 o'clock. I guess it's time to open the meeting up.
Yeah.
Ross is traveling. He asked me to fill in this evening.
Okay.
To start the meeting off, we usually have an approval of the agenda. Do I hear someone make a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Made by Dave.
Yep.
Second.
I'll second.
Good. Michael seconds. Moved and second.
Jim, just real quick. So
Oh,
Ashley is going to be taking the minutes from the video. She isn't able to be here during the
okay.
meeting, so we're just gonna ensure to that the record shows that David Lynn, Diane DiNunzio, Jim
It's
Lorsch.
D'Annunzio.
Oh, I'm sorry, DiNunzio.
Yes.
My
Yeah.
apologies.
That's all right.
Jim Lorsch and Michael McDonald are all present.
First, to make a full committee, you might say, so we have voting members. We don't have three full members here, do we?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
So
a full
make a
member,
motion to
that's
have
and I'm
Michael
a full
become
member
a
now. Yep.
member. Yep. Okay. You're all set then. Public comment? Does anybody have any public comment? I don't hear see any of the public here. No public comment. Moving on to the item three, old business. Inland Wetland Commission number 23-4, William Phillips. Is he present this evening?
No, he is not.
Are you going to speak for him?
Yep. Part of this will have been in the last meeting's minutes. One Notch Road, permit number 2023-4. It's been formerly permitted and extended. The permit extension expired in April of this year, and the owner was unaware, and therefore he needs a new permit. No work has changed from what was previously permitted. It's a former gravel pit, man-made structures, and some soils that now fit the wetland definition. And the work is going to be an installation of a well, grading and construction of gravel parking, storage and work areas, creation and installation of stormwater management infrastructure, and construction of associated improvements. Does anyone have any questions on that at this time?
So the work is exactly the way you got the original permit. He's not changing the scope of the work at all?
Correct.
Questions?
No.
When is that supposed to begin, that he's going to do these installations?
That's probably
yeah, well. So, yeah, he, I don't know what his timeline is now. I know that he would like to get started as soon as possible, but he was gearing up when we informed him that his permit has expired and that he needs a new one. And so he had to work some things around to, you know, get that squared away and not do any work while he was unpermitted. So I'm not sure if he's ready to go immediately, but I'll be sure to ask him and, you know, figure out what his timeline is if we were to vote and I, you know, give him his permit.
There was some discussion about a field meeting that talked about putting a pipe in for some drainage. Did that work happen?
To my knowledge, no. Oh, I did forget to download some photos from my phone onto my computer before this meeting to share, so I apologize. But so I did go out and stopped across the street and parked there and then just looked through the fence, and it doesn't look like that drainage structure was put in. And I did notice that the construction entrance definitely needs a lot of work. It's just completely full of sediment, and so that construction entrance will definitely be needed, needing some rehabilitation. So I suggest we put that into the permit if approved.
Has he agreed to do the work?
He has, yeah. We were told that he would be doing the work when Ross and I met with him on site as stabilization for the site before receiving his actual permit. And so we authorized him to install that drainage, and I would have to check the email again, but I couldn't remember if it was to fix the construction entrance or some other erosion control, but we had told him to do that for site stabilization, and I don't believe that's been done. So,
yeah, I thought that I read that in the minutes that the entranceway was told he was told that that had to be fixed.
Okay, yeah, it was that. Yeah. Yeah, so none of that has been done, unfortunately.
Do we need to modify the permit at all, change the scope of work, so he does this work at the entrance first or anything?
We could certainly make that a requirement of the permit, that he stabilizes installs this erosion control, rehabilitates it, however we want to phrase it, before beginning any additional work. Ensuring that all erosion controls are in place and functional, something along those lines.
Sounds like a good move. So I think what we're looking for is what we're headed for is a little motion to reissue the permit with some modifications that Cameron can do to the entrance, so the entrance gets done promptly and taken care of.
Right.
So are you able to do that, Cameron?
Yeah, definitely. I think Mr. Bodwin has something to say.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, good evening, everyone. How you doing?
Hello.
Good, how are you?
Hi. Good. I'm not too bad. Pretty good, actually. So my name is Ron Baldwin. I live at 2 Cook Drive, across from the quarry. I am a former member of the Board of Finance in the town of Bolton. I've been on the Conservation Commission for about 10 years. I was part of the Fraser Park Trail Improvement Committee for over 10 years also. First, I'd like to tell you about the importance of the wetlands in that quarry area and the apartments abutting the property across the street. These wetlands are the very beginning that the streams and rivers that make their way to both the Connecticut River and the Long Island Sound. These wetlands are really unique because they flow both north and south as they enter, their water enters the Railroad Brook, which is right there. It's right at the entrance there. Anything that happens here has a significant effect on everything downstream. So that's from here all the way down to the Sound and from here to the Connecticut River. What most people don't know is that that Hop River, that Hop Brook, is not very far from Fraser Park. And that whole area around Fraser Park, I have concern about, and so did the state of Connecticut. So when we talk about removing and redistributing soils and discharge of fine particles and debris into Railroad Brook, as part of their daily routine, moving and processing large amounts of debris material could affect the water quality of the fish habitat and diverse micro habitats of aquatic insects located downstream at Fraser Park. The Railroad Brook Fish Habitat Project, created by the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection, was to improve the aquatic habitat and water quality in Railroad Brook. This was a cooperative project over $1 million between the Fisheries Division, the Inland Water Resources Division, and the Conservation District. With this in mind, I have seen no evidence that the anti-tracking pad is working or is being maintained on this property. According to the Bushnell Associates Plan of Land Deconstruction, dated 12-8-22, revision, the Erosion and Sediment Control Plan states 7 things. I'll read you a couple. One thing that a requirement was, inspect anti-tracking pads on a weekly basis, rejuvenate or stone required, as required. Inspect, clean, and rejuvenate stone stormwater filtration berm every 3 months. Inspect drainage swale and catch basin along Notch Road every 3 months. Remove sediment buildup as necessary. Mow and fertilize grass buffer strip along on a regular basis as needed. Inspect enhanced wetland sediment basin areas every 6 months. Remove excessive sediment buildup as necessary. Now, this is from the Erosion and Sediment Control Maintenance Plan on his document. This is the document by Bushnell with a map, all the locations of everything that was going to be done. This is the requirement. Okay, this is allowed. This is part of the permit. Okay, now, as far as I know, there is no erosion control basin that was supposed to be built. And according to the state of Connecticut, 2 things have to be done first. The anti-tracking pad has to be installed and the sediment basin. And the sediment basin has strict rules and guidelines by the state of Connecticut that state how big it can be for how many acres. So they need a sediment control basin that's at least 5,400 cubic feet. Okay, so that has to be done, and it has to be put in the right place. It just can't be put anywhere. It has to be downhill of the upper area versus the lower area. Now, we also have to keep in mind that Landy is using the property across the street as parking and staging area with no anti-packing at all. There is nothing there but mud and dirt.
Mr. Baldwin, If I may, just on that point, we can't really regulate him using that parking area across the street, as that's not a wetland purview. And in addition, he is building parking in that area. So, you know, I can understand why he's doing it. Whether or not he should be doing it is not within the Wetland Commission purview.
Correct. But you have the purview to not give him the permit to work there, because there is no catch basin. Every truck that he pulls in there, that dirt and soil is being driven onto Route 44, Route 6, I-384, Notch Road, and there's no catch basin for the wetlands. So you have the authority to stop him from working. You have that authority. He is ruining that area. Not only that, but I saw him out there the other day, somebody out there, with a shovel and a bucket, removing the mud from the anti-pad on the road. Okay, that is not the way it's to be done. State regulate says that once you put mud and stuff into the road, you need a sweeper. You have to get that truck. You just can't pick a shovel and a bucket and haul the stuff away. You can't do that. Okay.
Cameron, has he really started work there? I kind of got the impression he's got a permit, but he hasn't done any significant work or very much work there at all. Has he or has he not?
He has done nothing. He's done zero.
Right. So, Mr. Bodwin, am I pronouncing that right, Bodwin?
Yeah, that's fine. Bodwin is fine.
Okay. So, to install the basin, he does need a permit. So that's part of this permit is for him to do that work, to maintain these erosion controls and have them functional, as we said, before he does any of the other work. So,
right, he's had a permit for 2 years and he hasn't done it. What makes you think he's going to do it in the next 2 years? What confidence do you have that he will
work?
Do-
You know, was he hasn't that? Got in there, didn't know what to, you know, he hasn't started really.
He has trucks going in and out of there all the time. He's put down material, he's starting stockpiles, he's had a bulldozer in there moving stuff around. Every time he enters and leaves that, he's in violation of the permit. There is no anti-tracking pad. That is not an anti-tracking pad. The state of Connecticut has specific rules on how a tracking pad has to be built, the size of the stone, the length of it. He has no material under there to catch the dirt. There's no mat. That's not an anti-tracking pad. It's a mud driveway with a lot of garbage in it. Now,
how does this adversely affect the town of Bolton if he doesn't adhere to any of these rules that the state are specific about? How does that impact the town? I know that he's owns this property. It seems significant that that he needs to do all of this before or we make provisions that he do all of these and we actually check to make sure they're done before he can do anything else. Isn't that what we should be doing?
Absolutely. For one, there's a timeline for everything. And my questions are, why are there no timelines for installation of anything? Nothing in this permit says it has to be done by such and such a time. Where are the data collection reports that were supposed to be required every month, every 3 months, every 6 months? Where are those reports? I would love to see them. The anti-tracking pad was supposed to be done weekly. Who did this? Who did the inspections? Where are the reports? Who signed off on them? What were the problems? What were the issues? Where are they? 2 years? I don't even care if it was 6 months. We're supposed to be doing weekly. I want to see them. I want to see them. Who has been doing these inspections? Who is supposed to do these inspections?
Cameron, they would do it, but they would submit the reports to you? Is that how it would work?
So that's the thing, unless it calls for it on the plan specifically, we don't require them to send us the reports.
It says on the plan. The plan, right here on the plan. I have it right here in front of me.
Sure, go ahead, read it off.
And it says the erosion and sediment control maintenance plan. And this is part of your permit. Erosion sediment control shall be installed and maintained in accordance with the 2002 Connecticut Guidelines for Soil Erosion and Sediment Control. Number one, inspect anti-tracking pads on a weekly basis, rejuvenate or add stone as required, which has been needed to be fixed for 2 years. I've got pictures going. If you want pictures, I'll send you pictures of ice halfway across that road in the wintertime, of mud so deep you can't even walk into the place. Have you gone since the last storm we had? That last little storm we had? The water was flowing. Nope.
Sorry, I'm just going to share my screen.
Anyway, go ahead.
Look at this. So, yeah, just so you don't have to read it aloud, here is
thank you.
Top left. So, yeah, the erosion control maintenance plan, as I was saying, doesn't require that they send us any reports. These are supposed to be inspected, and I can't remember off the top of my head if they actually designate somebody to be the one to inspect these erosion controls. And you can make both of those points or either of those points.
Who is supposed to do the inspection?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So we can make both of those or either of those points permit conditions. So if they, you know, I would need to read through. No, that's not a condition of the formerly issued permit that he designate somebody. That wasn't a condition.
It would seem to me appropriate that maybe Cameron has a conversation with Landy and explain to him what the concerns are here and have Landy agree to a plan, some more elaborate inspections, if you will, more elaborate follow-ups work. And then we incorporate those comments into the drawings, have him modify the drawings to reflect the notification and what's going to happen. How does that sound?
If you're asking me, I'm saying unless you can put in timelines, responsible people to do the inspection that is not part of the Landy group, because that's like having the fox look at the hen house. You know, that's not going to work.
Well, excuse me, but we can have him change, have Bushnell change the plan to incorporate your concerns into the plan. And then we can approve the plan with the changes. And then we go forward with it and issue a permit again.
Okay.
What we're hearing here, that the plan as it's presented, where it was 2 years ago, is not quite adequate for what we're thinking today. So we need to refresh the plan. So
the plan is adequate. It's just not being enforced at any level.
Right. And so we can't enforce it without him having a permit. So we did go through, I mean, this is not a great excuse, but it is one. I went through a transition where Barb Kelly, my predecessor, retired, and I just came in about a year ago and was unaware of this permit until we discovered that it had expired. So now we've devised a way to get on top of it. We have our spreadsheet of active permits. So I'm starting to get a better handle on exactly what's going on. So I apologize for that. The timeline would be hard for us to enforce because there are so many factors that are outside of our or Mr. Landy's control. I apologize. I forgot the applicant's name, but so I don't think a timeline is necessarily a good thing to include in the permit. I do share your concerns of the amount of work that he's getting done in this duration, as he was issued an original permit and then an extension on top of that. And then the extension is what expired. So I do share your concerns, but at the end of the day, we can't enforce any of this without him having a permit for us to enforce. And making sure that the site is cleaned up is going to be top priority, and ensuring that all erosion controls are in place and functional is going to be the number one thing before he starts any other work.
Okay, if we go down this path and you issue him a permit,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see the inland wetlands agent do the inspections. That would be number one. Number two. Yeah.
So I can go monthly or somewhere around there, but I can't be the one making every single inspection every single week as according to this plan.
Right. So who's going to do the weekly inspection?
That will be the applicant.
How would that make any sense? You can't have the applicant do his own inspection.
No. Mm-mm.
That won't work. It hasn't worked for 2 years.
How can you have an applicant do his own inspection? I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
So what did this say in a plan? I understand. Yeah,
does the
plan understand.
Say who's doing the inspections?
Right.
Does he have to have personnel do the inspections?
To my knowledge, it does not designate somebody. Let's see.
What he can do is withholding renewal or reissuing the permit until he addresses this inspection concern. Is there another concern around besides the inspection that you're working with?
The inspections that he hasn't used the construction techniques that are required by the state in building the pad, the anti-tracking pad. There's certain rules and regulations he's supposed to be following, like the size of the stone. There's no underlayment that was provided there that I can see.
Just to clarify, those are guidelines. It's the 2002 guidelines for erosion and sedimentation control, and it is a requirement of the permit to be in compliance with those guidelines. But at the end of the day, they are guidelines, and so none of it's really required. And that's why I'm saying we should include some of these things in the actual conditions of the wetland permit so that we can enforce them.
Okay, and then I would use the guidelines of the best practices that the state of Connecticut issues. There's, and you have it right here in front of you, that pad there, or that's supposed to be a swale. The swale has not been installed either. That's not there. That's supposed to protect the road from problems, from the water leaving the site. And the silt fence is down. They drove a truck onto his property right along the fence, and they made a gully there. That's supposed to be seeded in October of 21. That was supposed to be reseeded. And yet they're still driving over, make a rut every time they go by. It goes way beyond wetlands. That's all wetland issues. I'm trying to stick to that because this is very important to our wetlands. All this stuff is ending up over there. Okay. And it's a problem.
Right. And again, without a permit, we can't enforce any of this from a wetlands perspective.
I have a question. Is the permit that was issued and the work you're going to do, was the work being supposed to be done to allow him for the certain activities on the site? Were the activities that he's doing on the site, was he going to be allowed to do them after completion of this project?
Yes, I believe so.
And is he doing activities on the site where this plan needs to be constructed before he can perform those activities, i.e. stockpiling?
Correct.
The stockpiles are listed on the construction plan. So
there's also a sequence of construction on the construction plans, and he clearly hasn't followed that sequence of construction. So he shouldn't be stockpiling things on the site until his preliminary sequence of construction is completed.
Right. Agreed. Yep. And so
if he's stockpiling stuff, it's a violation of the permit.
Right.
It seems like we need to have have a discussion with Landy and go over these points with him and see how he plans on addressing them. And maybe we need to modify the plan a little bit so that with inspections, you can talk about Bushnell doing inspections, reporting who they report to and all that, and how they're going to follow up on the recommendations of Bushnell. This stuff all needs to be, I think, discussed with Landy and then incorporated into the plan. And then we can approve the plan, go forward from there.
I think that's great.
If he needed a permit to stockpile things on site, and the permit expired, and now he's stockpiling things on site without it completing the plans that he was approved for.
Why shouldn't we
do violation of the older permit?
It's there.
So technically, it's not a violation of the permit because the permit has expired and is no longer active. So
he violated the first permit because he never completed the work he needed to do before stockpiling.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Well, I don't know very much of the work was done at all. He just did a little bit of work in there. He didn't do very much work. How much work was he done, Cameron, before up to date on this plan? How much work has he done?
Yeah, so he does have a basin installed right here. This basin is installed. It's not completely functional at this time. There are a couple of small stockpiles from that basin being installed. And then the erosion controls are up, but are in disrepair and needing some maintenance for sure.
If I may point out, that is not a basin that is on his property. That's a trench. There's no pipe for discharge. There's no depth to it. And it's not big enough. And if you look closely, this print has been changed. This is a new revised print where he's putting in a proposed gravel road to go up the mountain. If you see right next to the erosion control area right there, there's a road. That's not on the previous map. Okay, so he's going to go up the hill, and that's a very, very steep hill. So that should be taken into consideration as to the size of that erosion control area, because he's adding more area, and how he's going to do that into a residential zone, I would like to know. Okay, how is he putting an industrial road into a residential zone? I don't get that. I want somebody to look into that too. I know it's not your purview, but planning and zoning. How can he do that? Not only that, but that hill is very, very long. And if you put a gravel road up in there, that's going to flood that sediment control area. Somebody needs to make sure that this is engineered properly. You just can't have somebody say this is good. It isn't. On any level, this is not the best practice.
Mm-mm.
Well, the plan is prepared by a professional engineer. It's sealed by a professional engineer. So we have to put some kind of responsibility on a professional engineer. Again, I suggest that we have Cameron meet with him, go over these points in the field with Landy and with Bushnell, and then maybe modify the plan as necessary and come back to us.
Again, who's doing the inspection? He put in an anti-tracking pad, which was designed by the engineer, but it was not built according to specs. Absolutely not. So who's responsible for that? Who's going to prevent him from doing it again? Who? Tell me.
Construction inspection should be completed, and then we'll write something into the plan where he hires an independent construction inspector. It'll cost him more money.
Okay.
But he'll have to have independent inspections.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't sound like we're ready to approve this or reissue this permit at this time. Again, my proposal is that we have a meeting with Landy and talk about it and just tell them what we want. We want a plan to be updated. We want to have inspections. We want inspections done independently and go from there.
Can I ask a question? Being new on the board, what is exactly the purpose of what he's doing? What is this all about? As far as, is he just trying to put his trucks in there, or what is the bottom line about why he's doing all of this down here? It's not far from where I live. I'm right on Wall Street.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's a combination of turning it into a more functional pit and creating a parking area. And to do that, he does need these stormwater infrastructures and any, you know, associated improvements that are mentioned on the plan. So that's the overall goal here, to my knowledge, my understanding.
If I may, the story goes, is that there was a noise complaint at his site up on Route 85, and that he needed some place to put his trucks and do some of his stuff. And he had a bunch of stockpiled stuff at his home business in a residential area that was just kind of grandfathered in. So he was looking for a place to put his trucks and have parking and put some materials, ground materials and stuff like that in the quarry. So I guess it came up for sale and he pushed his set. Keep in mind,
so that's not within wetlands purview.
No, this is all about planning and zoning and all that. But keep in mind that he has also applied for crushing stone several times a year, which I objected to tremendously because crushing stone is an extremely loud operation. So, but he somehow got into the planning and zoning. So my concern is his dust also. So that's why he's supposed to put this well on site or a cistern that contains water so he can wet down anything that he has to crush or move around that might be dusty.
Is that on the plan?
It's on the plan.
But I'm new to this commission also, so I just have some questions. So he applied for a permit to develop this site so that he can utilize it for his operations. So shouldn't he complete this plan before he's allowed to utilize this for his business operations? It was in the purview of the Inland Wetland Commission?
Well, to do the work he's proposing, showing on the plans, usually the procedure is you develop a plan, you come before the commission, and the commission issues you a permit to do the work. And then we follow the work and make sure the work's done according to the plan, as you would suspect. But he had a permit for 2 years. He only did a little bit of the work. He chipped away at it. And work's not done now. Your permit has expired. So what he's got to do is refresh the plan and come back and present it to the Inland Wetland Commission to be approved. And he can't really do any more work in there until he has the permit approved by us.
And I understand that, but is he already using the site as a quarry? I mean, not as a quarry, but as a stockpile area. Shouldn't he have completed the work before he started stockpiling?
Oh, definitely, yes.
So to clarify, he doesn't have all of the stockpiles that were shown on the plans. It's just the stockpiles that were taken out for the creation of the one basin. The basin has not been completed, but it has been started. And so there is, I believe, one or two stockpiles on the site for that reason.
Okay, so he's not using it for his business operations. He's using stockpiles related to the construction. Okay.
Right. To my knowledge, he's not using it for any business applications at this time.
Okay, thank you. That clarifies it.
Yep.
So do we need to issue some kind of cease and desist order, or is he not working there now? What's the status of his work?
Yeah, as far as I know, anytime I've driven by midday on a weekday, on a workday, you know, he has not been there, nobody's been there, and no work has been going on. So I don't, to my knowledge, mind you, I don't believe any work is going on at the time.
I suggest that Cameron goes back to Bill Phillips and explain to him he does not have a permit. He can't be doing significant work in there. I mean, if he wants to watch and do survey work and stuff, non-disturbing, fine. But he can't do any work in there until he gets a wetland permit. And he has to modify his plan to address some of the concerns that we have here and come back to us with an updated plan.
Mm.
And if I can ask to
follow the sequence of construction, which he hasn't to date. If the sedimentation control plans aren't in, he's not following his proposed sequence.
Right. You should stop work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ron,
Yep, I agree. I totally agree. Stop and desist. And even put in a timeline if you want. Look, you just can't have a permit that runs on for years and years. And you say you're going to put in this, you're going to do that. And, well, I did 2 out of 3. No. First you tell them anti-tracking. No truck should go in or out of that place. Really? I mean, come on. The mud's a foot deep as you get onto the road. You can't even walk in. So first thing, fix that anti-tracking pad before another truck goes in there. Second, get the basins running. Get them up properly, a properly designed, engineered basin. And the right size, done by the right people, not him, by the right people who know how to do this stuff. And the same with the tracking pad. If he doesn't know how to do it, get someone from the state who will tell him how to do it.
He really needs a permit to do this work. I really need, he needs to stop totally until he gets his plan straightened out and we issue him a permit. And then once he gets a permit, then we can follow through on it.
Correct.
I have one other question. The plans I looked at least, I don't know if there's an official set of plans submitted, but the plans that were sent to me were not stamped by an engineer. So those need to be stamped?
Well, it should be, certainly, yes.
To my understanding, we don't put the stamped copy, since they are just copies, we don't put the stamped copy online. And that's probably the copy that we all have. I know that the one I have is, you know, via online. But in the public records, if someone were to make that request, you would be able to get a copy of the stamped one. So I'm not sure. Does it say on the plan who the actual engineer of record is?
Yes, I have it here. I have the original. I got it today from the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
This is plan prepared for Landy Construction, 17 Wall Street, Bushnell Associates, LLC, Civil Engineering and Land Surveying, Manchester, Connecticut.
Right. Does it actually list a single engineer or just the firm?
The seal should have a name with it.
The seal, Andrew F. Bushnell.
There you go.
Okay.
Licensed land surveyor.
And you said that changes were made, so the change plans have to be stamped again, also, don't they?
This is a change plan. This is the change plan.
Okay.
Which includes the road going up the hill.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen that.
So the other sort of issue that we run into with this now is that our regulations, the Town of Bolton Inland Wetland Regulations, require that we act on this application within 65 days. And since the application came in August 4th, we do have to act on it at this meeting unless we have another special meeting within a week or so. So I don't know how the commission would like to proceed at this time.
Well, we can deny the application totally. I mean, then you'll have to go back to the drawing board. We table it, doesn't seem like that'll help the timeline too much. The tabling will just put it off.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to. We wouldn't be able to table it.
Hmm?
Sorry, go ahead.
What are our options here?
Yeah, so we wouldn't be able to table it. We would have to act either approve or deny the application, since, again, unless we were to continue it and have a special meeting, but that would be up to the commission. So as you suggested, Jim, we could deny it for this application in its current state, and we can require that the applicant submit new plans with everything that we've talked about today, designating a inspection person for the erosion and sedimentation controls and stormwater infrastructure, and having that person be somebody not working for Mr. Landy, or within his organization, or however we want to phrase that. And
well, he'd have to be hired by Landy, wouldn't he? I mean, the town's not going to hire him.
Yeah, was that to pay for it for sure?
Yeah,
but he can't be employed. He can't be an employee of the Landy company.
Right. Right.
So, do we move a motion to deny this?
That sounds like where we're headed. Cameron, thoughts? We deny it, then what? He goes back, sharpens his pencil, and comes back with a new set of plans.
Yep. So it's totally up to the commission. My only thought there is that this has been previously approved 2 years ago for an extension. So I just wanted to throw that out there, but it's completely up to the commission whether we approve or deny. We could approve with all of these conditions, or we could deny and say that he needs new updated plans rather than put everything on to the permit as conditions.
Well, I do have a concern about that. The new road that he changed, that sounds pretty important that we make sure that that's done properly.
Yeah, so Mr. Baldwin, was that road that you see on your plans also on the plans that I have and that I was putting before?
Yes, it is. If you look, you look at the anti-tracking pad, about if you're on Notch Road looking into the quarry on the anti-tracking pad to the left, about 30, 50 feet in, there's a proposed gravel access road.
Is it the same?
Yes, there is, right before the pit, right before the erosion control area. There's a proposed gravel road. And if you go up a little bit more on the screen, you'll see it makes a right-hand turn up the hill onto the R2 zone, so going into a residential zone. And I don't know what that's for. I think that's all cliff. I'm not sure what that is. Why would you even go up there?
Yeah, to my understanding, the parcel does continue back there. I'm not 100% clear on if he owns that parcel, but so that would be my only guess, is that it's to access the rest of the parcel that's up here off of the plan.
So there's two things I would be concerned with. One, I'm pretty sure there's no wetlands there, but has it been checked? Because it is a residential zone, it was whoever did the testing for wetlands on the zones on the industrial zone probably didn't do the residential zone. So you might want to consider having someone look at it and see and test it to see if it has any kind of wetlands in there at all, whether they're both providing the road.
That's all rock cliff. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I know. But
has
the other
Ross
thing,
Wally looked at this at all? What's Ross's stance and opinion on all this? Did he look at the plan, the new plan?
He did look at the plan. This is not a new plan. This is the plan that was submitted with the permit extension, and this was previously permitted before that. Let me see the date on the plan, but 20. Last revised April 2029, 2021. So it's not a very old plan, but it's not brand new either, just to clarify that point. But Ross has seen the plan. We met on site with him and with Mr. Landy and discussed the perimeter controls and noted that they are lacking. And so I don't know, again, if we want to, or if the commission would like to deny the permit and require updated plans with everything that we've talked about tonight, or if we would approve the plans and put conditions on the permit requiring that he designate a new person and for inspections and require that all the perimeter controls are repaired and maintained prior to any other work being done, or, you know, anything along those lines. So it's completely up to the commission.
No, the sequence of construction is followed. Yeah, you know, that road you're talking about, most of the road, once it wraps up and around, that's an existing road. And it looks like he's just relocating. The access road he's building is just a relocation of an existing access gravel road that's already there.
But where does that come out? Does that come out?
I have no idea. It goes up the hill, and then
If you look on the note plan, it's in the upper part where it's
a dash line. It's the approximate edge of existing gravel access road, and then where it makes that turn around at the bottom, you can see where the dash lines keep going straight, and the proposed line kind of bends to the left.
Yeah, I believe if I can.
So he's not going to build an access road all the way to the top. That's already there, apparently.
Yeah, I believe if I can get the GIS up, or maybe Google Maps or something, I believe that there is a road there, and I believe I've seen it off of aerial imagery. So let me just see if I can find that real quick.
Let me clarify what our concerns are. Number one concern is what the timing on doing this, when he's going to do the work, how often he's going to do it. He had a sequence of operations, if you will. And main number two would be inspections.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we want to have him address here? The tracking pad and all that stuff, it should be on a plan. We got to have a new set of plans. And if we have to enforce the provisions of the plan.
Well, that's the thing. Is it a new set required, or he just hasn't built it for design or maintained it as designed? It really comes down to inspection and maintenance sequence, inspection sequence, following the sequence of construction and maintaining the facilities, the sediment control facilities that he's building.
I kind of sense, Cameron, maybe you can enlighten us, how much of this has been done. He went in there, and I don't know that even that sedimentation pond or pool there was even built. He dug a hole there, and it seems like he's chipping away at this. He's not doing much of anything, hardly.
Yep. So as far as I've seen, yeah, he's got the one basin in. He's got a little bit of gravel in for that gravel parking area up where it's flattened out and sort of up top. He's done some grading. And then he has the silt fence and the construction entrance, which both need some TLC. But other than that, I don't believe much else has been done.
Is a tracking pad in play? The pad's there, but it's just not maintained?
Correct.
Well, I thought there was supposed to be a pipe for drainage that's not there either.
Yeah, so that was, I don't believe it's on the plans. That was discussed between Mr. Landy, Ross, and myself. And that was to transport from the basin to a catch basin, from the sedimentation basin to a catch basin. And we did say that he could do that as part of site stabilization, but that has yet to be done, to my knowledge. I did go and check on the site on the past Friday, I believe. It was either Tuesday or Friday of last week, and that was yet to be done.
When did you tell him that was something you wanted done? Was that like a year ago?
No. This was less than a month. But at least a week. I would have to see again. I can check my email real quick. Okay. This was sent on about a month ago, on the 24th of August.
Okay.
Following discussions, stabilize the site. Drainage pipe from the sediment basin to the catch basin and to redress the sedimentation buildup at the construction entrance.
So I'm not sure if the plan needs to be revised. He just needs to bring an inspection personnel on site to enforce the conditions of the plan and the permit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little where I'm leaning towards. So we would want to make that and a couple of other things part of the permit as conditions, if approved.
But that's not part of the permit now, so he'll need to reapply given the time constraints we have.
He wouldn't technically need to reapply. So because we haven't issued the permit, we can choose how to word the permit here. Let me pull up his previous permit and let you know what the conditions are on that. Okay. So these are the permitted activities up here. And these are the site specific conditions that were previously imposed.
Yeah, so based on, I mean, I haven't seen the site myself, but based on discussions today, it sounds like he's not following point number five. He's not maintaining
right
the sediment corrosion control.
Well, you may want to modify too to say who's going to inspect and who gives report to whom.
Inspection mm-hmm. and clearing for the retention basins, that hasn't been done, right? Number two.
Right. Yeah. So we can definitely amend number two to specify that he designates an erosion control inspector.
Independent.
Who does not work directly for Mr. Landy or is in any of his businesses or subsidiaries.
Can we have them report to you on a monthly basis? You said you go out there monthly. So
yeah, that was going to be my next point. Yeah. So yeah, they can make a written report on their weekly inspections and monthly for any other items that are not on the weekly inspection, and then I'll go out, try to be monthly. And in addition to that, I do drive by it on my way to and from the town hall. So I will be able to see generally the work that's going on without actually inspecting.
Well, I drive by every single day because that's how I exit. I'm just 384, so I can check it out too. I'm just very concerned about just a lack of, you know, follow through on any of the things that he's done.
So you're saying he'll have to modify this permit to include that inspection services, correct?
Right, correct.
So based on the timing, can he do that? It's not in the permit now. So if the commission voted on it tonight, they couldn't approve it because it doesn't have those conditions in the permit.
You can vote to approve or reissue the permit with the following changes to the conditions, and you can change the conditions.
Okay.
Because this is technically a new permit application. It's not an extension because he did get an extension, but that expired. And so he's technically not under any wetland permit at this time. So We could choose not to include any of these. We could choose to include ones that aren't in here. We could levy any requirements that the commission sees fit.
Well, it seemed to me like, I mean, the conditions were all good conditions. The only thing when I'm like number two, you could have him add some wording in there about having independent inspections to make sure the work's done according to plan. Is that the big item you want to change here? Is this number two?
Anyone else have any other thoughts on other conditions or what we could change in these conditions?
Well, what is the best practices for spills for three and hazmat must be noted on the plan? What exactly do we see that would relate to going forward now?
I think that was added to the plan, wasn't it, Cameron?
Yeah, it was. So you can see that this one is revised 421 for the plan that was approved. And then the plan that we have here was revised, I believe, 421 or 429. So yeah, I think I should have that somewhere here. Maintenance of spills.
Okay.
Yeah, we were concerned about having a spill from a piece of equipment and having them clean it up or contain it and clean it up very quickly.
Mm.
They were going to add that to the plan.
Okay.
There is an emergency response under the erosion and sediment control maintenance right there.
Yeah, right here.
And also, your revision, there's another revision stated 12-8-2022. I'm not sure you have an updated revision on your part yet.
No, I don't have a revision date of 2020.
If I make a suggestion, I would advise each one of you to get a full-size copy from the town hall of this plan. It has lots and lots of information on it. It's just too hard to read on a small screen. If you have the big plot, it's really big.
Hmm.
But it has everything on here that would get you guys started, especially the new people. There's a lot of information here, a lot of details. I can send you some websites from the state about best practices and stuff like that if you want. I can send them to Cameron. So if I can do anything to help you guys along, let me know. I'd be glad to help in any way I can to make sure that this is done correctly. That's all we wanted to do, protect the wetlands. I don't have to tell you the importance of preserving and protecting the water and the wetlands in our community. And the environment that they create, that whole area is affecting many, many other things. We have snapping turtles next door, okay? And they're breeding. There's more birds in that wetland than you can count in a day. Deer are in there. That is such a vibrant area. And to see it destroyed on any level, right down to the macro invertebrates that we monitor at Freya Park. The Conservation Commission monitors that with that stream in Freya Park. So it's a very important site. I can't express my opinion enough on that. And I'm sure there are other people in town that agree. Whenever you go
I agree. I agree 100% because I'm very in, that's what I do in my spare time is I'm very involved in wetlands protection and how it impacts everything, all the ecosystems. And I just, I'm really serious about getting this done correctly. So whatever.
Done correctly. No shortcuts. We don't need to take shortcuts. We really don't.
We establish a special meeting, maybe the second week or third week in October, something like the 10th maybe or something, Cameron, and we call a special meeting then, or reconvene, do your homework, study the plans, and come back to that meeting and we'll consider what to do there. We'll issue a permit or change the conditions or whatever.
All right. Let me real quick check my calendar as to exactly when would be our last day to act on this.
The agenda list October 26th, 2020.
Oh, it is on the agenda. Okay. That's good. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right. My apologies, because our received date is actually the meeting, last meeting, the 22nd of August, and I was going off of the August 4th submittal date. Yep. Sorry.
So do we have a meeting before October 26th?
I don't believe so, but we could call a special meeting.
It wouldn't be
October 24th would be the next meeting, next normal meeting, correct?
Yeah, that would be before the 26th.
Oh, there we go. Yep. Yeah, that is the fourth Tuesday. So yeah, we would be able to act on this at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Do I hear a motion to table this matter until the next scheduled meeting of the Inland Wetland Commission on October 24th?
A motion.
Do I hear a second? Has Mike made the motion?
Yes.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I'll second it.
Dave was a teeny bit ahead there. So motion right. Made the table and by Mike and second by Dave. Okay, the permits, the matter is tabled for until next meeting. Thank you. Going back to the agenda, if we could, any further discussion about that? Hearing none, we'll go back to the agenda. New business, item 4. Any new business?
Nope. The only thing is I did receive a letter from the town of Andover. Let's see. 10 Webster Lane. Somebody is putting in a pre-constructed, I can't remember if it was a barn or a shed, but there's not going to be any groundwork associated. But it just happens to be within 500 feet of the town. So just thought I'd share that with everyone. Yeah, 12 by 20. Right, yeah. But okay. Either way, the wetland agent from Andover sent that to me. So letting you all know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Item 5, I move along to item 5, approval of the last month's meeting. I've read it. I don't see an issue with the minutes. Does someone care to make a motion in a second?
I'm moved.
Dave makes a motion to approve the minutes. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Michael seconds the motion. Motion's been made. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Okay, moving on to item 6, the wetlands agent report. Cameron, you're back up on.
I'm going to be leaving you guys. Thanks a lot for listening.
Yep.
All right.
Take care, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you. Thank you very Thank much.
You. All right. So we had a building permit. Come in, no wetlands within 100 feet for a new deck at on High Ridge Farm Road. Similar thing, rebuilding a deck, no wetlands within 100 feet on Villa Luisa, building permit. So I signed off on those. 35 Lakeside Circle, I last inspected on the 15th. Work is almost complete. At that time, the contractor, I emailed him and asked what his timeline was, and he's waiting on a few post leaves to come for the stairs before they can complete the work. And that's the last update I got a couple of days ago on that. So that's permit number 2023-2, 35 Lakeside Circle, almost complete.
My recollection is he's not moving too much soil there, just is gonna pick right. the soil up and very minimal disturbance.
Yeah, it was very minimal. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. 180 Bolton Center Road. So that is the single family home build. Let's see. Yeah, so we've gone back and forth with the homeowner on this, or the property owner. The site has been stabilized with hay, and at this time no action is required. We had asked him to stabilize the site due to the lack of work and the exposed soil. And so he has stabilized the site with hay. So at this time, no concerns. 271 Hop River Road. There's a new application in. That's the gas station on Hop River. So there's a new application for a building permit to put in the concrete footings for the gas station canopy. I signed off noting that they keep within the permit parameters, and I have reached out and asked, but as far as I know, they have not finished with removal of debris in the wetlands at the back. So I will try again to contact the permittee on that and see where they're at with cleaning out the wetlands and what their timeline is. And that should be about it. I have updated our list of active and expired permits. I've been trying to get some information from people on a couple of permits. Most of them I have complete information for. I just need information from 27 Keeney Drive for the construction of a stone retaining wall and lake garden on Bolton Lake, and from 72 Brandy Street, installation of a new dowsing chamber and PVC siphon with two precast distribution boxes and associated grading. So for those two permits, and those were both permitted last year in 2022, I am seeking an update from the applicants on those. But other than that, our permit tracking is pretty up to date, and I can send that out to all of our commissioners, and we'll field any questions that anyone may have about those.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Any questions for Cameron? Hearing none, moving on to item 7 of the agenda. Other, does anybody have anything they would like to bring up or discuss? Hearing nothing, item 8, tough one. I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll do a motion.
Well, it's made, Dave, and it's seconded by Diane. And I motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Have a nice evening, folks. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For your time.
Thank you.
Next month.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Meeting adjourned 8:11 p.m.